This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Today and tomorrow, some of the 2020 presidential candidates will take the stage in Sioux City, Iowa, to discuss issues affecting Native Americans. It's the first presidential forum to focus entirely on America's indigenous communities. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Julian Castro are among the attendees. On Friday, Elizabeth Warren released several policy proposals aimed at channeling more funding to programs important to Indian country. We'll take this moment to look at some of the economic issues facing Native American voters. For that, I'm joined by Patrice Kunesh of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis's Center for Indian Country Development. Patrice, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
What are some of the economic issues that are top of mind for Native American voters?
I think at the top of the list are treaties and trust responsibilities. For decades now, there's been severe underfunding of these federal obligations that provide the basic means for survival on American Indian reservations. And that has real impact on infrastructure.
Let's talk specifically about infrastructure. What are some of the conditions like on the reservations right now?
When I think of infrastructure, I mean the roads and bridges, water systems for clean water, broadband. We need broadband and internet connections for businesses, households, and government services. There's a very low rate of access in many areas of Indian country.
Lots of the candidates have talked about economic inequality and economic mobility. How does that show up in Indian country?
Most remarkably and sadly, Native women experience the largest disparities in intergenerational mobility. But quite interesting, we found that Native kids on or near the reservations show greater upward mobility. So we need to know what's really going on there because reservations may not be the commonly charged negative predictor of economic outcomes for Native kids. There's something there that I think is hinged on culture and community and identity.
What are some of the factors feeding into this struggle for economic mobility?
I think if you want to understand wealth and inequality in Indian country, I think you have to understand the Native land loss of not just losing a piece of land, but losing our home. So we need to understand that backstory. And so when we look at not just the land loss, but the way of life that was lost forever, we're continuing to see ripple effects very, very deeply in our communities.
Patrice Kunesh is director of the Center for Indian Country Development at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Thank you.
Thank you very much.